Kevin. He's one of the team
leaders. G'day, Kevin. How are you? Good to meet you, James.
This is James.
Chilly day, mate.
Yeah.
Been fresh. G'day. How are you?
Good, thank
it's
you.
Johnny.
James.
James.
Good to meet you. You got warm good. Hands.
Oh, yeah.
How's mine a bit cold, mate? How's the day been?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah? Enjoy the weather.
Yeah, it's good.
Not too cold like yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday was cool, was it?
Yeah, yesterday was really cool.
My name is Anzen. And
what time did you start today?
I recently come from the islands of Vanuatu, and I come in a small island called Lelepa Island. It's right up at Nore Fare.
And how long have you been here working on these flats for?
I was here like 4 months ago, but this is not my first time here. Firstly, when we want to start this program, like Connect Group was the main company that they want to start this. So I was the first one of the 12 Nifans that was sent over to Australia to be on a part of this scheme. So this is my fourth trip in this farm.
How important is it to you to have this work here and this relationship with Australia?
I think the importance of this is, you know, to keep the family survive. Mm. And it both like, it's good for me, you know, like back at home, we don't earn that much as money as we're earning here. And apart from this farm, I could say this is the best ever farm I've been to. We had a good relationship with the staffs here, and especially Nelson, that he owns this farm. He's a good fella compared to the other ones that I've been working for them for the last few years.
It's been a tough few weeks in Vanuatu with the cyclone coming through. How much contact have you been able to have with friends and family back on the islands?
That was pretty hard for me to say. Like, I've never been through that much as a cyclone like the one we just had. It's too strong, and like we left our families back at home, and we didn't expect things to happen like this. And it's been a shock when we had that. But I just only had, I think, back at home with my wife and my son. I just only had 3 contacts with them, and that's all from now on. And I haven't had contact with the other families because I think the problem is network.
Has that been the same for the boys here? How have they been all holding up?
It was pretty hard for everybody, you know, because some of them are the first time to leave their families back at home, and some of them come like one in a family, so they're the important one to look after the family, especially in a rough time like this. But they all think that they have to go home, you know. They all are shocked, so they want to go home. But I think with the group that we named the Power of One, we stick together. So we overcome this challenge. So that's why we stay back, because we have to think that because there will be a disaster back at home, and we grow our own food and fishes. But at this stage, we probably need money to buy food from Nahon, until maybe after 6 months, we started to eat our own food that we grow.
Always smiling. Is that part of being Ni Vanuatu? Always have a smile on your face?
Oh, yeah. It's normally back at home. If you've never been to Vanuatu, for those who've been there, people smile and you thought that things are normal. But everybody's got their own challenges and problems. Mm. But that's the way it looks like back in the sweet home, Vanuatu. People always smile.
You've got 1 month now until you'll head back home. What's that month going to be like for you?
I can say that it will be the joy, the glorious of joy that I've never been through, you know. It's like missing family apart from the storms, and I will be singing through the last month that I'm going. I will be singing, laughing, and having joke with my friends in the farm, and this goes pretty quickly, so I look forward to see my family back at home.